In late 2015, Perth's architecture and heritage communities were devastated when an iconic Ivan Ivanov house in Floreat was gutted by fire. You may remember this. But rather than bowl over the burnt remains and start again, the owners of this architectural gem, known as Paganin House, decided to restore it to its full 1960s mid-century glory. Russ, I think we need some mood music to
Hit
fully
it,
appreciate
Nads.
This.
Where does it take you? Bulgarian Ivan Ivanov brought some swinging 60s flair to sleepy Perth. And now his modernist designs are widely celebrated. When you walk through the restored Paganin House, you can imagine Steve McQueen chatting to Twiggy, Jimi Hendrix at a cocktail party. It's the kind of boozy house where Sean Connery's James Bond would have called it home. Just oozing 60s cool. But it all could have been lost. The story of the rise from the ashes is told in the new season of Restoration Australia. The show's host, Stuart Harrison, joins us from Melbourne this morning. I suspect he's wearing a smoking jacket. And the owner of the Paganin House as well, Tim Bult, is with us on the phone. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning, Russell.
Stuart.
That sounds like you've just woken up from the party.
They're staying in character. Stuart Harrison, why is Paganin House and the name Ivan Ivanov so important in the architectural world? Help us understand this.
Well, Ivanov is a critically important figure and was a shining light, really, in Perth in the 50s, 60s and 70s. As you say, Bulgarian, but came to Perth and, you know, used no excuses, did incredibly great work, got to know the local industry there, the building industry, and did these exceptionally good modernist houses that got more expressionistic as he went on through his career. And Tim's house, the Paganin House, is at a really interesting sort of midpoint in that career. And the Paganins were big Perth stone and timber merchants, and so the house is a real showcase of beautiful materials. And Tim and Lisa, the owners, have gone to great lengths to get that back.
And let's start with you, Stuart, because this is your art form, really, to describe. Tell us what makes this home so quintessentially 60s.
Well, I think Paganin House is a very particular house because it's such a prominent location there, but I think one of the things that does so well is it has all that glass. It has that connection between inside and outside. I think we forget that up until the 50s and 60s, that was actually an entirely new idea, that a house might have that degree of transparency, that much connection, that much view, amenity. So the Paganin House and a lot of Ivanov's houses and modernist houses generally are just very good at using glass, at letting light in, ventilation. And they're probably the first houses to really understand Perth's climate in a really good way. So shading all the windows and also the introduction of open plan living and, you know, connected spaces. So one of the really interesting things about the Paganin House is it's just as good now in 2019 as it was in 1965. It's a perfect model for a house then, whereas if we're restoring 19th century houses, which we're also covering on the show, you know, you kind of need to change them for today's living needs. But Ivanov was already there, and so, you know, Ivanov is to Perth as Gaudi is to Barcelona, and
wow.
You know, an important figure.
And Stuart, some people will be listening to you and may not entirely agree with you, because it's not everyone's cup of tea.
Yes, and we welcome those those views. And I guess one of the things we're trying to do in the show, we've got two post-war houses in the upcoming series, is change perceptions around restoration and heritage and what that looks like. It's not just, you know, 19th century stuff. This is post-war stuff, and often that's the stuff that's at most risk because it's not heritage listed, as indeed the Paganin House wasn't. So I think we're beginning to appreciate, I don't know if everyone remembers 20 years ago, Art Deco was sort of coming in as a thing, and now I don't think anyone questions Art Deco as in terms of its historical importance now, and that's where we are with modernism now.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about that, I think immediately of Council House, which is that real 1960s, 70s Art Deco that people wanted to bowl over.
Oh, could have happened.
I remember the Council House debate very well. In fact, I was an architecture student in Perth during that debate. In fact, the first protest I ever attended was a Save Council House protest on St George's Terrace back in the day. We were leading the charge. I think there were other people behind the scenes. scenes that helped lead to its retention. But that Howlett and Bailey building from 1963 is one of the best modernist buildings in Australia, one of the top four buildings of the 20th century in Australia.
Incredible that you mentioned that this morning, Stuart, because all morning on breakfast we've been talking about protests in recognition of the school students who were skipping school today.
Yes.
Lots of people have been sharing their protest stories. So, and we had
well, that was my first one.
There you go. No one had talked about Council House until now.
And good to hear you talk about Howlett Bailey as well and so many other wonderful things there. But let's introduce now Tim, the owner of the Paganin House. Your home, Tim, it was absolutely gutted by that fire back in 2015. Now, most people probably would have walked away from it or bowled it down and started again. Why were you so determined to rebuild this home?
Well, thanks, Russell, and sorry if I sound a little subdued on your introduction. In fact, your description taking us back to 2015 was a bit emotional there for a moment. But, Lisa and I, it was a very difficult time, but you know, having said that, we need to keep it in context. No one was hurt, thankfully, but we loved the home so much, and you know, when we discovered that structurally the skeleton of the home was okay, and we found the original drawings in the State Library with the kind assistance of the State Library staff, all of a sudden we thought there was a chance we could do this, and you know, at that time we had wonderful support from the people around us, you know, family and friends and, you know, our wonderful colleagues at Wesfarmers, the Floreat community and, you know, even people dropping handwritten notes in on site and making an effort to connect with us. And it was all part of the decision. I mean, primarily we wanted our beloved family home back, but there was certainly an aspect of wanting to preserve Ivan Ivanov's, you know, part of his amazing design portfolio. And part of it was, you know, we had such wonderful support from the community and all the people that are special to us.
And what was most important in that the restoration process? What did you want to preserve the most? Because it was difficult, and it was difficult for tradesmen. It wasn't an easy job that you gave them.
Look, I think it was a difficult job. And you know, and I think the most important thing is that Lisa and I, you know, put an enormous amount of time in, and we did it together. And, you know, Lisa made an enormous contribution, and we worked very much together. And that was very, very therapeutic in a way. But also I have to say that, you know, the team at Lighthouse Building were just fantastic, and they just went above and beyond in terms of assembling amazing tradespeople that had the skills that were required to build houses the way they were built 50 years ago. They had wonderful suppliers, and also to our restoration architect, Tim Wright, who did a wonderful job. There were so many people that were involved in it that, you know, whilst, you know, Lisa and myself often, you know, get most of the attention, there were so many people, and it couldn't have happened without their support and help.
And Tim Bolt, before I let you go, and I do not want to put you on the spot, but there are lots of texts coming in from listeners thanking you for bringing that back from the ruins. But some people wondering if they will ever be allowed to have a look inside.
Well, one of the really wonderful things about Restoration Australia is that it will give wonderful coverage.
Yes.
Throughout the house in its outdoor spaces and its indoor spaces. And, you know, when Lisa and I thought about, you know, when we were approached to do Restoration Australia, one of the reasons we did it was that we thought it would represent a nice record for anyone who might be interested, as well as also, you know, promoting the wonderful work that Ivan Ivanov did. So we're still in the process of refurnishing and getting the house established, and that will take some time. But as a first port, I'd really welcome people, if they're interested, to watch the program. I haven't seen it yet, so I'll be watching it with some nervousness and great anticipation. But I have confidence it'll depict the house as it is very well.
Tim, thank you so much for joining us. Tim Bolt, they're the owner of Paganin House, and he and Lisa have moved back into it. And let me just read between the lines for you. What Nadia was asking there was for an invitation to have morning tea with you at some stage in the future. Now,
let's, or a party.
That's right, that's swinging party.
But it will, Stuart, give you a great insight, won't it, Stuart? Like, yeah. You'll get a good look at the house.
No, it really does take you into it. And just to reiterate Tim's point there, for those people who are thinking about any kind of restoration project, or in this case, a full reconstruction, what it shows you is what you need to do in terms of putting a team around you that are really good. And that, and because it was a very daunting task. And I think in the wrong hands, that could have been a disaster. And by getting, you know, all those things, a really good heritage architect, a really good builder, and Tim and Lisa themselves, who did an enormous amount of detective work in terms of sourcing original materials, it was extraordinary. I mean, Tim's passion for stone, for marble, it outstrips anyone I know. So you get to see all of that on Sunday night.
Sunday night, ABC Television, Season 2, Restoration Australia. We thank you so much, Stuart, for bringing it to us. Good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you guys.